Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're going to get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Wake up!
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is time for the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. I need to give myself a wake-up call and just do further explaining. I was not laughing at the pain of Mike's child.
I don't think your explanation makes it sound any better.
No, I explained it to Bo. So my brain went to this place where you see lots of times on social media, parents will post their children's, which, tantrums. And they may be in Target.
Right.
And the kid may start crying because a man sneezed. And they have a full-on meltdown. Like, toddlers, as they say, are like mini drunk people. So they get set off by the smallest things. So that's where the laughter came from. Not that your child was laughing.
He was having the worst day of his life yesterday.
No. Yeah. That's, you know, I just wanted to clarify so, you know, people don't think I'm a monster.
Like I said, I don't think it helps.
She only decided to clarify because someone tweeted, why is that evil woman laughing?
I had the same question.
That person was one step away from calling you a devil woman.
Anyway, I'm not evil. So that's my wake up call, kind of for myself, but also for you to wake up and realize that I'm not evil.
Hit us on the socials on Twitter too. I can hit those up at 929 Morning Shift, at MP Johnson 79, at Squid Billy.
929. You don't even sound convinced that you're not evil. You're like, I'm not evil. I mean, am I?
Look, say with an upward inflection.
Yeah.
It's not about me. Let's go to the lines. We got Drew and Marietta. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning. Happy Friday, guys.
What's up, buddy?
All right, so a couple things. Mike, you're absolutely right. You have to let them understand the value of things because, you know, it's in the same ballpark for me as when I tell my daughter, if you don't eat this food now, there's no more food later. I don't want to hear I'm hungry.
I have that same problem all the time. My son will get into bed, doesn't want to go to sleep, and he's like, Dad, I'm hungry. I'm like, don't start with me. I told you.
And then the other thing is I actually disagree a little bit on the Braves not having to make a statement this weekend, but it doesn't so much have to do with the Dodgers. I just think we have to keep our pace up because the Phillies are only a half game behind us.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point, man. They have hopefully Braves get back on track on the offense and don't just keep leaning on the pitching throughout the month of May because that'll make things definitely more concerning.
Yeah, I appreciate Drew Butler listening and calling in.
I just got a text from our friend David Bassidy over the Falcons that asked me why am I anti-toddler. That's not true.
Yeah, he's got two now.
That's a good question,
Bassidy. Don't slander my good name.
Hopefully he's getting some sleep.
I hope so. Probably. Well, yeah, no.
He's not getting any sleep.
Doubtful. Hate it for you. So.
Because she's evil.
Let's go to Brad in Villarica. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Morning, buddy.
And you?
Mike's Mafia all the way, by the way. Anyways, Anyways, on the Justin Fields thing, he should get back there and do some punt returns. Could you imagine? Man, if he got a seam, he'd be gone. But anyways, my second thing is my wife's birthday is next Saturday, okay? And then the following Sunday is Mother's Day. So any suggestions on what I should do for her? Because she's got the whole weekend. Any thoughts?
Let me ask you, Brad, how many kids do you have?
We have two kids. We got a son and a daughter.
Okay. Are they still in the house?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They're
so
7 and 4.
Okay. So mom could use some relaxed time.
Yeah,
so.
She could.
Right. We're looking at gift ideas, right?
But no, yeah. I'll tell you how my wife works, and maybe that'll help.
But he's in a – there's a, the spacing of these
– Yeah, it makes it close. Yes. But I think that's an important part of this, right? Because I think you can pair the gifts up. And here's what I would do. Oh, you don't like the pairing gifts
no,
up.
No, you're not going to get two for one. No.
But I think you can do it in a way that won't be obvious. Like, if this was my situation, my wife doesn't want – she doesn't want stuff. I don't pick my wife out anything. Like, stuff to her, non-existent. So she would – I think last year I got her a night at a hotel by herself. For me to take care of the kids, and she can just go straight from work and go somewhere and go to sleep and sleep in, hit the breakfast buffet, whatever she wants to do, and then come home, re-energize. She also loves, like, experiences, like sort of like concert tickets. So I would pair those two up. I'd be like, hey, here's your night at hotel, and then later that afternoon I'm going to pick you up from the hotel, and I'm going to take you to a concert or take you to whatever. And I would pair those two things up. I'd make two for one.
Are you into the night in the hotel too? Or
no. No, that's not. See, that would make it a gift for me, not for her.
Okay, so
I see what you did there.
I don't have a problem with that idea of, okay, get her the night away from the kids,
yeah,
and then pick her up, and yeah, why not make it a whole weekend thing? If I don't have a problem with that. That's okay for two for one. But you still, if you go that route, Brad, then you need to still do something small on her actual birthday. So whether that's flowers. Or whether that's even some sort of, you know what? What if it's kind of a, you leave like a note thing and you say, hey, you give her jewelry, give her flowers or whatever on the birthday. And then there's some sort of, not a coupon thing, but you got to get where I'm going where you're like, hey, looking forward to spending next weekend with you.
Yeah. You're giving her a coupon. What are you, 12? Here's
not
a coupon.
Here's a coupon.
It's a voucher. It's not a coupon. It's a voucher.
Free.
There's no discount.
I've been struggling all morning.
Redeem at any point.
I've been struggling all morning laughing at children.
One breakfast in bed.
Cut me some slack today.
Valid through
I'm tired.
5/26 of 2025.
Yeah.
But I think that's a good plan.
We've got a couple
IOU? $100,000.
No, it's just flowers that say, no, flowers, and then say, I'm looking forward to spending next weekend with you.
Yeah.
Or looking forward to you getting a night, you know,
just
whatever
don't
it is.
Tell her good morning. Our buddy Jake Major weighs in. He said, Facebook Marketplace is where it's at. I sell a bunch of firewood on there every year. I might have to hit Jake up. Need some of that. Also, I don't even know how to say this name, the Finesso on social. No, Mike, get that baby another piggy bank. Amazon Prime it. He didn't do it on purpose, LOL.
Yeah,
he did it when he was told not to. So whoever
loosely.
Said that,
yeah,
Finesso.
Yeah, that's where I struggle, man. It wasn't like, hey, don't go upstairs. It's like, hey, we'll do it later.
Your child has shown us he can climb
dressers, which are
secure to your wall, so good on you.
He can reach the top of the
piggy bank. Maybe that's on you guys for having the piggy bank be within his reach.
Yeah, maybe
so now you should just go to Amazon because you're technically at fault. Now I'm a child lawyer.
With respect to the parents, the child is somewhat large for his age as far as height goes.
So, which is also your fault.
So... I don't know how they would. I mean, it had to be like a 10-foot stand basically to be out of his range.
I don't know that there is anything out of his range.
He's half my height. He's three.
To your
point,
Tiff, we finally, like 3 weeks ago, got to turn his dresser back around. You remember?
We told a story on here
for anybody that doesn't remember it. He was pulling out his dresser drawers and using them as steps to climb up on his dresser, and then he would scream in the middle of the night. So that happened when we started the show, like last April or last May. Finally, after a year. We finally turned his dresser around like 3 weeks ago, And he is so jacked to have some drawers in his room. he just keeps putting dinosaurs in there.
And stashes like cash in the drawers.
He tried to.
See, smart kid. So if you think Mike should buy his son a new piggy bank immediately or make him earn that piggy bank,
I just wanted to learn a lesson.
You can call us. Or if you think Justin Fields should be running on special teams,
or if you just
can let us know.
Comment.
Call us at 404. I am talking. 726. 0929.
Yeah, maybe you want to comment on how evil Tiffany is. Which is based off that way she's just talking to us.
I hate people, so.
We have John and Flowery Branch. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
I'm a 33%er. There we go.
Nothing wrong with that, man. Thanks for being a shifty.
Wake up call. Not really wake up call for Mike, but hey, man, I'm not going to tell you how to parent, you know. But you busted your ass. You made all that money. You know, I think you can afford another piggy bank. This isn't a life lesson, man. This is not a life lesson for the kid. It's just a piggy bank. Come on, man.
You know what? I agree with Brad. I'm with Brad.
I know, man. I had to learn. You know, but you got to learn a lesson at some point. They're like, man, you don't just get things replaced. I did.
Well,
like,
look,
but when I was young, like if something broke, like, you know, we were Poe. Now, hey, if something broke, we didn't just go to Amazon Prime and get another one.
I don't want to sound. I've already dug myself a hole today. I'll ask y'all on the break.
You got to start them young. Tiffany,
is it the same kind of conditioning as? No, I don't want to step in it. You know
what John was trying to say is you've worked really hard to be able to bless your kids to be able to replace things they break, which I can respect.
But I think there's some. I do like the fact that when growing up, if I broke something that was given to me, it was like, well, you ain't getting another one. I mean, and it because that's how you learn the lesson of taking care of your stuff.
That's how you learn value.
Taking care of your, and I'm not saying Ridge wasn't trying to take care of it. I'm not saying that he did. It was an accident.
He's three.
Okay, but you will learn the value of taking care of things, and when you get older, from little lessons like this. To me,
let's go back to the lines real quick. We have Will and Mike's Mafia headquarters.
Mike Mafia.
How's that? Is that like the rain's not leaking in that guard shack, is it, Will?
A little bit. We have to call some roofers out pretty soon.
That's all right, man. Hey, we ain't scared of a little rain.
No, man, we're not sugar. We're not going to melt. Mike, just get him a new piggy bank. Who cares, man? I think the value behind it is saving the money at the end of the day instead of worrying about.
That's actually like a great point. That's actually a great point, dude. Like the life lesson he's learning is saving his money.
Now he can't save. Right? He's got to go spend it because it's
now
free cash.
Now it's sitting in a now it's sitting in a basket. Like this whole all these coins. And what's funny is last night because it was out, he like went through and he wanted to know what all the coins were called, the quarters, the dimes, who was the heads on the quarters and everything like that.
Well, there's the positive in the whole thing.
There's your life lesson, man.
Yeah,
I think I'll get him one.
That and we've outed people for who they really are.
That's right.
Don't look at me.
There's a lot of life lessons happening in this room.
I hate people, so.
I don't stop playing that mean lady. That mean lady's going to tweet me.
Apparently all
that
ages.
That mean lady's going to tweet me.
All ages. People fall in all ages.
Her name is Ingrid. So nice.
Wow.
When we come
don't
back.
Be a brat.
Next on the morning shift, we'll get to set for the Braves and the Dodgers series. We've got our very own Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, joining the show. Stay with us here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Some lady said I was a brat.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back here on the morning shift, and we are going straight to the wadeford.com hotline. That is where we find our very own Braves reporter and insider and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley, joining us here on the show. Good morning, Grant.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hope you're feeling refreshed for this one, because you're going to need it, right? This is a late
a little bit later start time this week.
Hey, I had this question posed to me yesterday, Grant, from a Braves fan. I want to throw it back at you. If you were starting a playoff series this weekend against the Dodgers, who would start game one for you right now in this rotation? I think it's kind of a tough question at this point.
It's a tough question, but I think the answer is still Max Fried. I mean, there's a case to be made for Chris Sale, but it's between those two, most certainly, just based on, you know, the track record of each of them, and nothing against Charlie Morton, but I think at this point he's kind of more of a middle of the rotation option, and that's a very good place to be, by the way. And I don't necessarily want to, you know, downplay how good Reynaldo Lopez has been early on, but I don't think he has leapfrogged these other guys in the pecking order as far as lining up your perfect postseason rotation. With the absence of Spencer Strider, I think the onus falls on Max Fried. He's a guy that's done it before for the Braves. If it's not him, then it's got to be the other guy with the best resume of the bunch, and that's Chris Sale, who's been awfully good in his first month plus with the Braves.
Grant, I'm glad you brought up Reynaldo Lopez, because I was listening to Brandon Gauden and CJ talk the other night, and they were kind of just talking about Reynaldo Lopez and what he's done and when he was pitching. The last time this guy threw over 60 innings in a season he threw 66 in 23, but you got to go all the way back to 19 when he threw 184.
Yeah.
What is realistic, I guess, for him, innings pitched this season? I mean, what do you think is absolutely realistic?
Well, I think when the season started, and when you think about a fifth starter, you don't really have to push them too far beyond, you know, 150, 160 innings, just because they're the guy that's going to get skipped when you have the off days. You want to reset your rotation, you know, for a series like this, for example, where maybe if it was a perfect world, you would be thinking about, okay, we're going to skip our fifth starter, and we're going to line up the top three in our rotation, you know, or the next three on the full rest to face the Dodgers. But with Reynaldo, I mean, A, he's pitched really well. That's a good problem to have, certainly. I mean, that's kind of validating the Braves and Lopez, for that matter, who wanted the chance to start again. But the Braves are not really a club that says, okay, there's a hard innings cap, and when we get to 125, we're going to start him every 10 days and then hope he's ready for the postseason. I don't really think that that's part of their thinking, and it really hasn't been how they've approached things. And honestly, I really don't feel like innings limits do anything to curtail pitcher injuries. They can still happen. I mean, you can limit the innings. I mean, and I think as much as anything, not to make a long story longer, but when you do start to do things like that, you take guys out of their routine and out of their rhythm. And starting pitchers are very much creatures of habit. They don't want that to be, you know, upset where, okay, I started every fifth day. Now it's every 6 days, now seven. Now I haven't started in 10 days. What's going on? Then you get out there and you just don't have that rhythm. So to bring all of that together and say this, I feel like they're just going to manage Reynaldo as he goes along and just kind of see how he responds, how his performance is, and if they need to make any adjustments, they can do that at that time, maybe supplementing their rotation with some of these younger arms that are in the minor leagues that could be ready at some point this year to help out, or maybe a returning Ian Anderson, or perhaps Waskari Noah, who I know is on the IL in Gwinnett right now, but maybe those are guys that could factor later in the season as well if you needed to rest somebody like Ronaldo Lopez.
Grant, just overall, pitching has faced adversity this season with the injuries, but they seemingly found a way to respond. Offensively, though, you'd like to see this team get going a little bit more. So what are the chances maybe it's, you know, Ronald Acuna or Olson or Riley kind of steps it up this weekend, but they're facing, you know, a really good Dodgers team?
Yeah, Tiffany, I really feel like it's an any day kind of thing for one of these guys. I mean, I know that the numbers have not been there, but if you look inside, especially for Austin Riley and really for Matt Olson as well, their hard hit rate is there. And so at some point, if you keep hitting the ball consistently hard, something's going to start to work out for you, or some things, plural. Ronald Acuna Jr., I feel like, has hit the ball hard at times. The strikeouts have been more plentiful this year. That's something everybody's pointing to, saying, what happened? I thought he was only going to strike out 11% of the time for here to the rest of eternity, but that doesn't seem to be the thing. Players go through different seasons and different things in their seasons. I still think he can lock back in and be the player that he was last year. It's just going to take some adjustments for him because he's being pitched differently this year. I think that's the one thing that people may not be realizing. Yeah, he is seeing a lot more fastballs. Pitchers and opponents are trying to get in and up on him, not give him pitches to drive. And that, I think, is the challenge, is to show that you can adjust, that you can lay off, that you can foul off the tough ones and eventually make them have to do something else. And I think that for Ronald is kind of where he's at right now. But these guys, you know, the track record and the talent tells you they are going to get theirs. When that's going to happen, this weekend will be a great time for it. But fortunately for the Braves, they have one of the best and deepest lineups that we have seen in Braves history and certainly across Major League Baseball. And an interesting fact that I dug up doing some looking, you know, heading into this series, the Braves have scored more runs to this point of the season through 29 games than they did a year ago. And they've done so by hitting 16 less home runs. So even when you do the math, this club has not, you know, forgotten how to score runs. They're just doing it a little bit differently this year than they were last year.
You know, there's news, Grant, that Walker Buehler is going to come back, but not this weekend. We won't have to face that. But that said, still, Gavin Stone, Tyler Glasnow, and James Paxton, and Glasnow has been really, really good. The Dodgers struggled for a little stretch there, but they're 8-2 over their last 10. Just how good have they been as a pitching staff?
I mean, they've had to go through what a lot of clubs across baseball are having to deal with. They have not had Walker Buehler. They don't have Dustin May, who is beginning to throw, but he's a ways away. Clayton Kershaw is throwing bullpens, but he hasn't been a factor in the Dodgers rotation this year. And that's, you know, something that usually when you look at the Dodgers, at some point you expect to see Clayton Kershaw, and that has not happened yet this season either. So they are, as much as any club, trying to navigate that. And I might have buried the lead, but they signed some guy for $700 million and he can't pitch for them this year. So they've had to go through a few different things to reimagine their starting rotation. James Paxton has not really, you know, recaptured the form that he had a few years ago when he was really one of the more underrated left-handers in baseball. That's more of a flyer for them, just trying to kind of just find a way through the time that they're in right now, where they're without some of the arms that they're hoping will be back and will factor for them. But it just speaks to, you know, a club like the Dodgers, much like the Braves, that they have to find ways to adjust and they have to find ways to overcome when they don't have the guys out there that they would like to have and the bigger names in some cases.
Grant, when you look at the landscape of the National League and really, I guess, looking all the way ahead to the playoffs, it didn't work out like this last year, but you had both these teams that kind of fell flat on their face. But I still think these are the two teams that you look at and say, okay, they're going to be there in the end. How important, with that in the back of your mind, how important is it for the Braves to go out and maybe take two or three out here in L.A.?
I mean, like, you want to win all the series because they all count. And as you add them all up over 162, that's, you know, how you find your way into the postseason. And still, I mean, and this is a whole different conversation that having in the first week of May probably isn't the time for it. But the Braves want to win the division. They don't want to have to play in the 3-game wild card series just because they're concerned about what the layoff was the last couple of years. And you can throw the Dodgers in that boat as well, because it's been back-to-back years for the Braves. It's been back-to-back years for the Dodgers, going home earlier than they want to, despite being one of or two of the best teams in baseball. So every time they match up, I feel like it has that playoff feel. I feel like you always want to, you know, be able to measure yourself against another team that's considered to be a World Series favorite, perhaps the best in baseball. And there's no shortage of history between these two teams either. So As far as what it means in a regular season, it's kind of just another series. But from a fan base perspective, for both of these teams, I'm sure there's a little bit more attention on this one than there are for some other ones that we're going to go through over the course of the summer and think, all right, can we just kind of hit the fast forward button and maybe get to something more exciting, or when do the playoffs start? So we'll see how that all plays. But yeah, this weekend I think is going to be exciting and fun. And hopefully for the Braves, they're able to do what they need to do in LA the way they did the last time they went in there.
Grant, I was looking at the Dodgers trying to take down some notes. I just kind of looked down, and they've got a great lineup. But it's clear to me that it's Mookie, Freddie, and Shohei as their big three. And then I looked over the Braves, who, and I know we're more familiar with their lineup, and I'm like, okay, well we've got Ozzie and Acuna and Olson and Riley and Ozuna. I mean, but – you know, Michael Harris, but who are the big, who would most people outside of this team looking in say the big three for the Braves is?
The outside perspective of who the Braves' big three is, I mean, I still think it's going to be Acuna, Riley, and Olson. And that's with all due respect to Ozzie and to Marcelo Ozuna, who are both off to really good starts this year. That's just kind of the thing about this Braves lineup is it's not just featuring one or two players. And I'm not necessarily saying the Dodgers are either, but when you have, you know, two of the biggest superstars in the game and Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts, yeah, that's going to attract a lot of attention. And Ronald Acuna Jr., if he was off to a terrific start or a huge start, I'm sure we'd be saying the same kind of things. I mean, Ronald is the featured bat in the Braves lineup. There's really no question about that, even if he's not at his optimum level that he was a year ago. But that Dodgers lineup, it does get tricky, you know, when you get past the, what, 3-4 spot in the order. But Will Smith's having a really good start to his year. He's a big-time player for them. Max Muncy has certainly got power kind of up and down with his on-base skills. I mean, he draws his walks, but, you know, he might hit, you know, 199 and belt 36 home runs. The Braves don't really have any hitters like that in their lineup anymore. So It's interesting just because both of these teams have such big names. But if you're looking at the deepest lineup in baseball, and I know that there's some guys who are slumping or have not gotten off to the start that they wanted to, but the Braves, I still think, carry that distinction running away from most of the rest of baseball, including the Dodgers.
Grant, would it be safe to say, though, and I agree with your big three, but it would be safe to say that Ozzie Albies might be the key to actually unlocking this lineup? I mean, it felt like when you were missing him and he, you know, had the injured toe that you slid Harris around, you had to move some other guys around, and it seems like kind of getting all those guys back home into the spots they should be that maybe you can kind of reassess now and maybe all move forward.
I mean, you hope that – I mean, he makes an impact. I mean, and he's hit since coming off the injured list, but it hasn't really moved the needle for the Braves lineup overall if you're looking at a team that's essentially averaging about 3 runs per game over the past week. Now, it was a tough week. You had some really good Guardians team and a very good Seattle Mariners team in terms of pitching. Both of those are first-place clubs, and you can look at them and say, okay, well, maybe it's smoke and mirrors, but both those teams know how to pitch. And so if your lineup's scuffling and you face two really good pitching staffs back-to-back, that's not really going to help things out. I don't think that the Dodgers, at least from a starting rotation standpoint, outside of Tyler Glasnow, offer the same kind of challenge that the Guardians and the Mariners can offer overall right now. Again, they're trying to backfill some pieces there and get healthy. So I think that is probably one of the things that contributed to the lineup not really being as strong as you'd expect it to be. But overall, I really just think it's you've got to get Ronald going as he goes. I think the whole lineup can go. And then obviously Matt Olson and Austin Riley, these are guys that are MVP candidates as well. These guys are not going to – and they've combined thus far this year for 6 home runs and I believe 39 runs batted in. Those ratios are going to change dramatically as the weather heats up, as we get into the summer, and these guys figure it out. And I do feel like Austin Riley is right there. He's hitting the ball hard. He's not getting the results for it yet. But those are going to start to fall. Maybe some of them are going to start to fall on the other side of the wall, because that would certainly be nice.
Grant, great insight as always. Where can we find From the Diamond this week?
I will be on 5 to 7 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are going to look into the swing of Ronald Acuna Jr. I have Eno Saris of The Athletic joining me to do that. And I also have Mike Petriello of MLB.com. We're going to take a walk way back down memory lane for the Ted Williams home run, the one with the red seat at Fenway Park. We're going to get the backstory of that. Did he really hit it 502 feet?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the StatCast data says that he may have actually hit it further. So that story as well. From the Diamond, 5 to 7, Sunday, right here on 92.9 The Game.
That's awesome. Really cool.
Check that out. Thanks, Grant.
You got it. Have a great day, guys.
That was our very own Braves reporter and insider and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley, joining us here on the morning shift. You can follow him on X at Grant McCauley. We will be right back with a Life of Squid.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you guys how to juggle an extremely busy weekend.
Oh, I thought we were really going to juggle. Okay. We'll be back here. Stay with us on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game. I got excited.
Wow.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thank God it's Friday.
We are rolling along here on the morning shift. Except for Life is
Keep
Good.
Your heads ringing.
I messed up, man.
Okay.
My mom, she heard the sound of my son breaking his piggy bank. Immediately had a text from on our group thread from my mom to my wife, said, which piggy bank is it? Which one did he want?
You don't cross grandma.
And now, the next text I got said, it'll be there tomorrow. And
to
I said, Mom, he's not getting it.
You don't even sound convincing right now.
He's not getting it.
You don't sound convincing right now. That child's going to have the
I'm
piggy
not
bank.
Making him wait till his birthday or anything, but he's going to have a good, clean, maybe 2 week stretch at school.
No yellows.
No yellows. No clothespins on yellow.
You're not convincing me right now. You're gonna stick to it.
No clothespins on yellow.
No.
Well, here's the thing. I can stick to it. Mom and my wife.
You will
about,
get outranked in this
she
situation.
Would definitely, she could definitely outrank. But I think she's on board with me. She's
you wanna?
Like, no, he can wait.
You know what? Bring that piggy bank in here. We'll hide it in Uncle Squid's office.
It's like one of those cool like dinosaur ones where the coin goes back and forth. You know what I mean?
We'll hide it in here.
He's going to absolutely crap his pants when he sees this.
Look, I'll talk to him, but just stash in your drawer. Your parents won't know. You're going to probably be
hiding. I said straight up, I said, hey, he ain't getting it. He's going to wait.
No.
He's going to be a good kid for a week
or
two.
Your mom already said it's on its way. There's,
it is.
You've crossed the line.
And then probably, I imagine, Lindsay will intercept this package before you do, possibly.
She will.
Yeah, it's already done.
I don't know. I'll
it's already done, Mike. It's already done.
He ain't getting it.
No. And I'm sorry to Mrs. Johnson. I was not laughing at your grandbaby's pain. If you're still listening, I am not a monster.
She doesn't believe you.
I like children.
She just enjoys the tears of children.
No, I don't.
But I hate people, so.
Sprinkle them in my coffee. No, I'm just kidding. I do like kids.
Anyways.
You know what? I was looking at the internet, and I don't know exactly what you're going to do for Life of Squid, so you can stop me if this is touching on it. But the Pat Beverly stuff that's been circulating the interwebs. And I know Melinda is the producer who was the woman trying to interview him in the locker room. And he's telling her, you don't subscribe to my podcast. And it's the ESPN mic flag that she is holding. Because sometimes the producers will go in there to get sound.
Right.
And he moves the mic away three, I think, total times. Mm-hmm. But the last one, he actually asked her to remove herself from his locker, the scrum that was going on around there, which is wild because she did not subscribe to his podcast.
And so
that was the first question he asked her. Sorry if I didn't set up well. He asked her when she was putting her mic in, like everybody does when you're interviewing players around the locker room. He asked her if she subscribed to his podcast. She said no. And she was laughing because she thought it was just going to be a funny moment, which no, his face was, he was dead serious.
And he worked for ESPN. He's done analysis work for them. I think,
would that have something to do with his reaction?
I'm
curious about.
He had a bad night.
No, because they've been there ever since, you know?
He also threw the basketball and hit a woman. The basketball was tossed back to him, and then he threw it I don't want to say violently is the word, but aggressively back at the man.
Yeah.
He had a bad night last night. He's going to miss some games next season.
And some zeros.
I thought it was appalling what he did to the reporter. It's not about male, female to me. It's about treating, you know, players always talk about reporters kind of treating them with respect, how they write articles, the questions they ask. The woman asked, I mean, she just tried to ask a question. She didn't even get it out before he was talking. He wasn't, he did it in a way where I'm like, I didn't think he was like a complete jerk, but it was very jerkish move. She was just doing her job. He could have handled it a lot better. I don't understand why he went after her. I don't know if there's a history, but he clearly targeted her.
Why did you not ask anybody else in there? Why did you not ask the whole media scrum?
I wondered if it was something to do with the ESPN flag.
And it could have been the one person he didn't know in the scrum too.
She's Melinda's. Everyone knows Melinda.
I go back and forth when players are selected about whose questions they want to answer, because I think there is a point where if a writer's been disrespectful, that hey, maybe I don't want to talk to you. There's none of this seemingly there. It goes all the way back to, do you remember when Dion reacted to Ed Werder week three? Do you believe now? Do you believe now? I read that bull junk you wrote. And Ed Werder's like, what is he talking about? And so, I wanted to go see what Ed Werder wrote. I'm like, did he disrespect him? It doesn't seem to be any of this in this situation. Like, Pat Bev just kind of was like, looked at the flag, looked at her, and was like, what about my podcast?
I'm not doing this. It could have just been the moment.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. A little Bloody Mary mix. It's a Derby weekend, so get up to WSauce.com. And you can order your bottle today. And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, call Anthony. He'll hook you up. The official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation. Hopefully getting the W Sauce AT&T Gagillionaire Status Truck and Trailer Repair Z71 back maybe today. So that could be good news.
I hope you can start driving it the right way. Yeah. Not like you do in iRacing.
You mean where I run a great race and someone else is negligent in his racing and causes cautions.
When you spin your tires on the green flag and end up in the infield.
Well, I have not. I'm not going to put.
Sounds like that's happened.
Well, that did happen, but that wasn't my fault. If someone could handle their driving line. Look, this is a weekend of squids. Busy weekend, guys. First off, we start off. Our anniversary is Monday. My wife and I's anniversary. Sad. Year 7. Believe it or not.
She's put up with you for 7 years.
No, that's just marriage.
Golly.
That's just
I'm
marriage.
Struggling through one.
She's actually put up with me for maybe 13 total.
Wow.
God, Jesus.
She deserves a medal.
Seriously. I think it might be more. Maybe not you 14. But
shout out, Amy. That's incredible. Good for you.
So we're hitting.
Can we have her on the show Monday?
No. So we're hitting. She's got a conference or something. She's going to Cherokee Chop. We are going to Cherokee Chop House tonight to get. That's where I take my wife for the anniversary, Mike. I don't know. I know you went to
went to Waffle House.
Yeah, so.
She loved it.
A little bit different. But that's where we're going tonight. Tomorrow's a derby party. We've got a little golf in the morning. And then we're doing a derby party at the clubhouse. Kentucky Derby.
Are you doing the whole thing? You said that, you know, what drink do you want during the derby? Are y'all drawing horses? Is there any money in the pot?
Oh, well, the guys will definitely have a horse drawing, or we'll have
20 horses in there. So, look. $20 a pop, you can make some cash.
And then Sunday.
Wait, there's more.
Is a double one for me, because not only is it Cinco de Mayo, so we'll be at Cancun with the frozen margs flowing, but it's also my marks my 16th year in radio.
So you have another anniversary coming up on Sunday.
My radio anniversary.
And you're going to celebrate that with a margarita.
You gosh darn right I am.
Are you going to separate the two? Are you going to say, hey, I'm going to get a margarita during the day for Cinco, and then that night I'm going to throw some steaks on the grill and toast to myself?
Well, actually, I was going to do the steaks. I'm going to go get me I got to hit back Katie from Buckhead Butcher Shop, and I'm going to do steaks on Monday for both versaries. So, the wedding so you're, and the anniversary.
Amy is and radio anniversary. Steak twice for your anniversary.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Fair enough.
All right.
How big is the TV going to be at Cancun for you to watch the Braves game on Sunday? Tell me they got something over got, like 42.
I think there's like I think they got like 350s on one wall, and then there's another one somewhere else over in the bar area. Yeah, they got it set up, man. I've watched some of the tournament there. They have NFL like specials there all the time. I don't ever go because I'm working. But yeah, we'll be good. We'll be set up.
Tiff, if Bo offered to take you to Cancun Sunday to celebrate Cinco, what are the percentage odds that you would say yes?
Negative.
I have plans. I do have plans.
I know, but I just act like you didn't.
If I didn't,
yeah.
But then you got to factor in the drive, and if I have a margarita, I'm gonna have to Uber.
Uber.
I don't like sitting in an Uber any longer
so
than I have to.
You're gonna go ahead and decline. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'd have to. I wouldn't be able to drive myself.
So 0%.
Hey, do you and Lindsay want to come to Cancun on Sunday for Cinco?
We can find a Sunday afternoon babysitter. Yeah, maybe.
Dylan will do it.
What?
Dylan will babysit for you.
He didn't even invite me. You just put up a hypothetical.
Oh, well, you said no, though.
I forced his hand. Let's be honest. He was like, he's asking her that because I haven't invited anybody, and here we are.
So you want to go?
Like I said, if we could find a Sunday. You know how hard it is to find a babysitter, period? Sunday afternoon?
I thought you had one.
Look, you stuff some treats. Man. You can freeze them.
I'll insta DM Lindsay. We'll get this worked out.
I'll have to work to get it out.
I think Tiff is saying to slide my 2-year-old daughter a Kong treat with peanut butter in it, and she'll be fine. Put a nighttime diaper on her. She'll be good.
Between Garrett and Dylan, you've got like 45 years of experience in life.
Should
so
give her
they
some
can...
carpet to scratch too, Tiff, and maybe a tunnel to climb through.
People are going to hate me. I'm just joking, everyone.
You're very insensitive.
I like kids. This is all for
I like for kids fun. That just act like I hate them on the radio and in person. And
no, I don't. Kids like me. Anyway, all right. Don't do that with your children.
I don't know if they know you.
So we'll be right back here to find out what's coming up on the Steakhouse. Stay with us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Don't tweet me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.